MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
Do you know how to find a babysitter? You see some ads on TV for places to find them. Do you ask your neighbors? Do you look around? How do you know? I mean, if you are a parent with small children, you have had your share of babysitters that you came home and went, oh my God, yikes, why did I do that? How do you find a good babysitter? It's a pretty scary proposition, and whether we're talking just for a night out or a serious nanny situation, it's something to consider. My guest is Dr. Corey Cross. She's a pediatrician and spokesman for the American Academy of Pediatrics. Dr. Cross, welcome to the show. Finding a babysitter and or a nanny, how do you do that? Give us your best advice.
So it's become really common to see all these ads online on TV for online services for sitters, for nannies, for any sort of care for your children. And with that, I understand why people would turn to that because it does give you a much bigger pool to choose from. But at the same time, I think people need to remember that although these sites tout that they can do background checks and make sure the person has a clean record, that having a clean record is not the same thing as being nice, reliable, compassionate, and really a good babysitter or nanny. So I think that when we look online, we have to think about the fact that really people can post anything they want. They can post references there that are really just their friends, and you don't have any actual contact with that person or those references. So I think it would be much better if people can to first start with something a little closer to home, asking family friends, asking coworkers, asking people at your preschool or schools, even asking teachers for their recommendations. A lot of these teachers have seen nannies over the years come and go and pick up kids, and they have some idea of, oh, you know, so-and-so had a really nice, you know, babysitter. You might call and see if they're still using them. So just putting it out there to people that you're looking for someone, a lot of times you will get feedback. And sending a mass email to, you know, your coworkers might be, you know, okay to do if you know them well enough, and just say, hey, we're looking for, you know, people. And a lot of times you get a lot of good responses. So I feel like that's a good layer of basically narrowing down the pool to people who have passed the smell test for everyone else. And then you can obviously go from there. You want to make sure that sitters are, usually we say 12 to 13 years of age. So if the girl next door is really sweet, but she's only 10, she's probably not ready to babysit. She might be fine as a mother's helper when you're around, but just not to be left alone with small children when you're not there. And even 12 to 13-year-olds, you have to really evaluate each child, you know, themselves, each teenager, to figure out, are they really ready for the responsibilities of being a babysitter? Because to be a babysitter, you don't have to be fun and good with taking care of the kids. You have to be able to act should there be an emergency. And that's what we all worry about, that there's an emergency when we're not there. So you want to make sure that you're hiring somebody who has good judgment.
Well, and when you're hiring a neighbor, especially a young one, a 13-year-old or something, I kind of like to know that the parents are home.
Exactly.
So that if they
you
have a problem,
make sure that they have someone to go to.
Yes, that they have somebody if we're, you know, 20 miles away, that their parents are home and they can call them, which has happened. Now, in the case of nannying, Dr. Cross, what do you advise asking potential nannies that are going to come into your house, be there every day, taking care of your baby while you go to work, taking care of your toddler, taking them back and forth to nursery school or whatever. The driving thing is what I was terrified with. But what questions do you ask somebody?
So I would make a list before they come. This way you make sure that you hit all of your important topics. And whether it's for a nanny or a babysitter, I mean, you definitely want to ask for references. And you want to check those references. You want to ask that they have CPR or first aid training. If you have a pool, you want to make sure they can swim. For younger sitters, you might want to ask them if they have taken the Red Cross babysitting class. So the American Red Cross has a babysitting class that is about 4 hours online. It's $25, and it sort of teaches kids or young adults basic first aid. So those are things for the younger sitters or for the babysitters. For the nannies, yeah, you want to make sure that they have a clean driving record. You want to do the background check yourself. If you're not using an online service and you're going to have somebody in your home really being there as a guardian for your child, you want to take the time to do that and make sure that no red flags pop up. I always ask for their driver's license, and I take a photocopy of it. You don't want to be that person who says, I left my children with somebody named Ann. You know, you want to know their last name, their address. You want to make sure you have all of that information. And then you really want to, you know, go through with them. Do they know what they should about taking care of children? Do they know that children need to sleep on their backs if you have young infants, like that they don't have stuffed animals or blankets in their cribs? Do they know not to warm a bottle in the microwave, not to leave children unattended in the tub, you know, not to feed children popcorn? So you could ask them questions like, so when you babysat before, when you nannied before, what age were the children? You know, how did you warm up the bottles? How did you make a bottle? Just, you know, not like you're really quizzing them, but just getting a sense of how they did things. Because honestly, the reason that when you're a first-time mom, you have so many questions is that this stuff isn't necessarily intuitive, and things have changed since we were children, so you want to make sure that the person you're leaving your children with is up to date. Now, to that extent, if you really like somebody, that doesn't mean that you can't hire them and train them. Just because they don't know the proper way to make, you know, a formula bottle doesn't mean that they're not a good nanny or babysitter. My mother didn't know how to make a formula bottle until I showed her. So, you know, some of these things you just have to take the time to make sure that you train the person that you're going to be leaving your children with. And the same with CPR. If you find somebody that you absolutely love and you want them to nanny for your children, but they haven't taken a CPR class, you can offer to pay for that class for the person and, you know, go with them as your nanny. So I think the most important thing is that they're compassionate, that they're intelligent enough to deal with, you know, situations that may arise, emergencies, that you trust them. And then really, as long as they can do those things, there's a lot of other things that you can teach them the way that you want them to raise your children. But they need to respect the fact that you may discipline differently than they were raised, that you may have different rules about TV and computers. So if you feel that they're not following those rules, the rules that you set in the house, that can be detrimental, because you don't want children to have different rules with different people, at least not big rules.
Well, that's great advice, and I do think that training is essential, because even if they're an experienced babysitter and or nanny, everybody does things differently, and I typed out a little list of things, specifically, you know, our cell phone numbers, our address, so that they knew, God forbid there was an emergency and they had to call 911, they knew our address right there, right in front of them, because then they're not running around going, oh my God, what's the address here again? But what about, and we only have a minute or so left, Dr. Cross, when you've got teenagers babysitting for you and you come home and there's some friends there and you want to seem to be a cool parent and you want to be that nice parent that the kids don't want to not babysit for, you know, but then again, that's a little bit dicey.
It is, and I think that it's the same thing that you would do in a work situation. You want to set the expectations with them before you leave the house so that there are no misunderstandings, because that's an awkward situation. So you want to say, you know, before you leave the house or when you hire them, my expectations are that you will not have visitors, you will not have your boyfriend come over, that there's no smoking in the house, that there's obviously no drug use or drinking in the house, that you're not going to leave the children in the house alone for any reason to go and meet your boyfriend outside and talk. You're not going to, you know, take the kids out of the house without letting me know. You're not going to give them any medications without telling me first. You're going to let them know what things are okay and what things aren't okay. And if you say it up front, then, you know, it's a pretty sassy babysitter that will go against you, and then you know that that's something that you have to obviously not use that person again. But if you haven't said it, then it makes it more of an awkward situation. So I think that it's really simple to just, you know, write out a list of what are absolute no's for you and make sure that you let them know. Now, when I babysat, you know, my neighbors didn't mind if my brother would come over because he would help me out. And so that was okay, but it was something that I asked them beforehand. So, you know, you want to make sure that you have an open line of communication. And that gets me to my other really important point.
We only
point,
have 20 seconds.
Give your babysitters an out. Let them know that you don't mind to be called if there is an emergency, because that's really what you'd rather them do.
Absolutely great advice about finding a really good babysitter. This is Melanie Call. You're listening to Radio MD. Stay well.